It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, from woodpeckers and robins to more uncommon sightings, our next guest is birding his way through Wisconsin and creating community around the hobby while he does it. He's supporting an inclusive community of people of color to share their passions of the outdoors and of birds. Dexter Patterson is co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin and a faculty associate in the College of Life Science Communication at UW-Madison. Dexter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the club, let's check out your latest sighting over the weekend. Snowy aisle in a snowy owl in a grocery store parking lot.
How crazy is that, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny because this weekend was my birthday. So I like to say that it came to pay me a visit on my birthday. But my mom actually is the one that spotted it. She got off work and she's going to Woodman's gas station in Sun Prairie to get gas. And she sees a snowy owl sitting on the light pole right by the gas station. And she calls me just freaking out, right? I mean, like, I call it bird joy. But she was just freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, Dex, I think I see a snowy owl. But she's like, it's August. I don't know if it's really a snowy owl. So, you know, my Wisco birder radar went off. And I was like, I will be there in a minute because I live in Sun Prairie. And sure enough, I pull up and there's a male snowy owl just staring down from the light pole.
Now, I hear the joy there and happy birthday, by the way. What inspired you to start this BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin?
Honestly, it's just the lack of diversity that we were seeing in the birding community all across Wisconsin. My co-founder and I, Dr. Jeff Galligan, are both Black birders, both Black men. And we just saw a desire to just, you know, we had this desire to create these opportunities, not only for people of color, but for allies that share our mission to make the birding community more inclusive, more welcoming for everybody. I mean, this is across ages and everything. I think a lot of these traditional birding spaces are typically viewed for like older white people. And I just think that that's just a misconception that we want people to understand that birding is for everyone, even everybody listening to this program.
What's the response been like so far to the club?
Oh, it's been mind-blowing, to tell you the truth, that just how it's taken off. I mean, we held our first event just a little over a year ago on July 24th, 2021. And that event alone, we didn't know what to expect, but we had 15 birders come out, right? So, like, I was talking to Jeff, and I'm like, man, it might end up being me, you, and my kids, right? Like, I didn't know what to expect, but 15 birders showed up at our first event. And now we average anywhere from 30 to 40 birders at every event. And we've had up to 100
wow.
people on that event. This year, at Henry Vilas Zoo, we partnered with the zoo this year during Black Birders Week. And we had 100 birders come out from all over the state to enjoy not only the zoo, but people don't realize that there are wild birds as well that flock to the zoos because of like a lot of the old growth trees and the habitats that they provide. So you see a lot of wild birds at the local zoo as well.
All right. Snowy owl is cool, but here's a listen to something even more rare in Wisconsin. This comes from the Cornell Ornithology Lab. All right, that's the sound of a brown booby, and you saw one in Wisconsin, and that is
yes.
unheard of, right? Share that bird joy with us.
I mean, what's crazy, and I got to give a huge shout out to our Milwaukee club leader, Rita Flores-Wiskowski. She sent me a text message, and she's like, Dexter, there's a report of a brown booby in La Crosse. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this is a pan-tropical seabird. Like, what the heck is it doing in Wisconsin? Like, you know, up in La Crosse of all places. And she's like, I don't know, but there's a report of it. And I jumped in my car right away to go see it because this is the first ever recorded sighting of a brown booby in our state. So this was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And as a bird nerd, there was no way I was missing out on that opportunity.
And you found it. I saw some video. You tried to keep a nice distance, respectful distance. The brown booby didn't want any of that. It like flew right over you, right?
Yeah, it was definitely checking me out. But what's funny about the brown booby is I'm out on a kayak and I'm watching it from a very far distance. You know, I have good equipment, so I wasn't worried about it. I can zoom in just fine. and get good video footage or photos or whatever it might be. But like, I saw speedboats flying by it and all, and it's just sitting there. Like, it's just chilling. I'm like, this bird is crazy. But what people don't remember is it got its name from Spanish explorers because the bird would just land on their ships and it never feared humans. So they would call it a bobo, AKA a stupid bird, which is kind of sad because it's so beautiful. But like, so many people just thought that like this bird is worried about humans or anything, but it really isn't. They actually have a reputation of not being afraid of humans or boats.
In our last just half a minute or so, Dexter, if somebody's out there thinking, yeah, birds are cool, but you know, birding isn't for me, I'm not a birding kind of person, what do you say to them?
I tell them birding is for everyone. You don't need to have a camera. You don't need to have the fancy equipment. I just challenge you to pay attention. Pay attention to what you see in your backyard, in your front yard, in your neighborhood, when you're on your walks. Just start to pay attention because I promise you, you never know what you might see. Heck, you might even see a snowy owl sitting on a light pole.
Dexter, thanks so much for joining us and sharing this with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dexter Patterson, co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about his love of birding and the club he's created to bring people together and expand birding into groups of people who might not think of themselves as birders. Hey, do you have a rare sighting? Maybe not as rare as that one you want to share with us? You can email. Photos are great, but you can just tell us about it too. Email centraltime@wpr.org. That's centraltime@wpr.org. If you've got a bird sighting in your neck of the woods, love to hear about it.